This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Talking to Michael Bagram, he's a partner at Bagram's Attorney, a wonderful gentleman and a long-standing partner of Radio K Pulpit, and it's all about the labor law. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on air today. I really appreciate it. It's a chilly, wet, cold Friday in Cape Town, but but I'm happy and no flu, so I'm blessed. And I wanted to talk today. Sorry, I apologize.
No, please, Michael. We want to listen to everything you say. I just wanted to say thank you. And what is our theme today?
Thank you. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about the tariffs that are going to be imposed upon us by America, say the 1st of August. There might still be a chance for us to avert that. I don't know. I've been trying to talk to some people in the know, and they say very much in the air, and it looks like those tariffs are going to be implemented, which is a 30% tariff. Now, I'm not interested in the politics of it, but I'm more interested in the fallout. In other words, what's going to happen to the business community? What's going to happen to the employment community? And how is that going to be ameliorated somewhat? The reality is that we have certain industries that are going to be very badly affected. I don't want to be the doomsday prophet, but we must understand that agriculture, and especially in the Western Cape, is going to be affected heavily. We send a lot of fruit exported through to America. And a lot of the American buyers are saying once there's a tariff of 30% added, well, they can't afford to buy from us. Now, I spoke to the Minister of Agriculture, John Steenhuisen, who said they are desperately finding ways and means of sending the produce to other countries, if possible, or lowered. So are you back with us?
I'm with you. We just lost you for a moment, but it sounds like a clear line.
For a second,
line.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So the bottom line is that agriculture is going to be affected. But I know the ministry is doing everything to try and protect every single job. And it's probably the biggest job provider in the Cape. So we need to protect that and we need to understand it. And for the farmers, they need to also understand how they're going to manage their business. They might have to go through some retrenchment program. They might have to go for finding alternative markets. And I know the ministry is going to help them. Manufacturing. Manufacturing is also going to be a problem because we do manufacture in South Africa, although we've lost jobs in manufacturing over the past year. I have spoken to the Department of Employment and Labor, and obviously they're getting into gear their payment, the UIF payments, which is going to be a big problem as well because of manufacturing. There's a downturn in manufacturing. That then affects a whole lot of other businesses that are possibly helping the manufacturing. Every factory has to order goods from somewhere else. Some factories have manufactured goods that are sent to them that they add to their products. So it's going to affect downstream. And I know the ministry is now looking, I can't predict, but they're looking at ways and means of ensuring that the payments from the UIF go properly this time. We had a disaster over the COVID period, you might recall, where they couldn't manage it at all. And so we're now in a situation where we're trying to get that right, and the department are assuring me that they're going to get it right, that they're not going to have the same fraud and theft that took place over the COVID period. So I just thought that from the labor point of view, this tariff is going to affect us, and let's hope and pray, because that doesn't affect the government, it affects the people, and let's hope and pray that in fact it doesn't come in, or at least we ameliorate somewhat. So thank you for listening to me today. I really appreciate it.
Michael, and thank you for that information. Yes, it is cumbersome, and we just need to ride the wave, as they say, and see what happens. Thank you always for offering that one email if people have any information or need some information just to steer them in the right direction. All about labor law. Are you still willing to accept and to make that available?
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be even one. They can send me a series of emails. I try and help. And my email address is Michael, my first name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at Bagrames, which is the name of the firm of attorneys, BAGRAIMS.co.za. Michael at Bagrames.co.za. And anything to do with labor law, employment law, Basic Conditions of Employment Act, Labor Relations Act, you name it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael, for chatting to us, and have a blessed day. Stay warm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Keep well.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.